Jeffrey Canada said changing bad schools for the better isn't rocket science, but it takes smart, committed leaders, high expectations, patience, money, and top teachers. He said countries that outperform U.S. students pick future instructors from the top of the class. Here, he said, education students come from the bottom third. That has to change. He also said we need better data to evaluate both students and teachers.
So all over America, this issue about evaluating teachers is a hot button issue. It's silly. Of course we should evaluate teachers. We should know whether or not this professional has the skills, needs the skills, has to be trained or removed when it comes to educating a child.
Canada, now famous for his successful turnaround efforts in Harlem schools, said we also need to look at the hours students spend in school each day and the number of days they attend school each year.
Kids in America go to school shorter periods of time than almost any other highly educated country, and we refuse to look at this issue. And then the fourth thing I would say is we have to think about how we connect after-school supports, tutoring supports, so that our kids who are struggling are actually getting the additional time on task that they need.
Canada grew up in Harlem, went to college then with a Harvard education degree, came back to his neighborhood to improve education. Over time, what is called the Harlem Children's Zone grew from a 24-block area to 97 blocks serving more than 10,000 kids and 7,000 adults. 4 years ago, President Obama asked Canada to help him spread the formula to 20 other cities, Dallas not among them. Canada said the plan is working better in some cities than others, but the Harlem success can be duplicated, and he said that can include Dallas. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.